The Big Favour with Darren, Kerry and Sky.
So this morning on The Big Favour, I would like to say good morning to Monique Altson. Welcome to East Coast Radio, Monique.
Thanks for having me, Sky.
We received an email. Kerry Miller forwarded the email to us. And when I read the email, I was like, oh my goodness, okay, this is something I really, really want to get involved with. So can you tell us more about that email?
So I work with a couple of guys, and Wilson and Armstrong are avid runners. And both of them have run a couple of comrades marathons. And a couple weeks ago, I said to Wilson, so how's your running coming along, Wilson? He said, well, unfortunately, at the moment, he's not able to run because he doesn't have the right shoes. And I said, oh no, that's terrible. My brain was going 100 miles an hour thinking, what can we do? And I said, well, how much are maybe a secondhand pair? Because I would assume that, you know, running shoes are quite expensive.
Yeah.
So he said, yes, he's trying to save up for that and maybe go and see if he can find a secondhand pair. So that night I went home and I actually just put a post on Facebook and I said, hey guys, has anyone got a size 9 shoe that we could use for running specifically? And then Kerry saw my post and then she commented and I sent the email through and here we are.
Before we get to the running parts for Wilson, you guys obviously work together in gardening.
Yes.
And I believe now there's a great relationship with Wilson, yourself and gardening.
Yes. You know, I really treasure these guys because their job is not just a job. It's actually their passion. I share that passion with them. So we all work together as a team. Without them, I can't do what I'm doing. And without me, they can't do what they're doing. So I really appreciate their passion as well.
Wilson is also here joining us this morning. Sawubona bab, Wilson.
Yebo, sawubona.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
So when Monique told you, Uguti, you're coming to East Coast Radio, what did Monique say to you actually?
She never told me nothing about East Coast Radio.
Okay. Okay, what did she say?
She said, we have to meet at Durban, Musgrave.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to start another new job.
Okay.
That is what I know about this day. That we are going to work, but I never knew where. But now I saw here when we came here, there's the East Coast Radio there. I was wondering, hey, maybe we've got a job here inside.
you're about to be a presenter, yeah. A DJ.
What I knew about the East Coast Radio is that we've got a friend here.
Okay.
Which is Kerry.
Kerry, okay.
Yes. I was wondering, maybe we are coming to see Kerry before we go to work.
Okay.
But I never knew that we are coming here in studio. I never knew nothing about the interview, in fact.
So Wilson, the reason you're here, like Monique mentioned, when you guys had the chat about your running, that you're not running anymore because you don't have the shoes. Let's just talk about you and running. When did you start running? Why did you start running? And how many comrades have you actually done? So let's start with the win. When did you start running?
I started running on 2004.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started to run, I saw my friend who was doing a comrade marathon. It's called Armstrong.
Armstrong.
And we're still together at work.
Is he faster than you?
He's very fast. I've got three comrades.
Mm.
His time, 6 hours.
What time are you doing for comrades?
8 hours.
Okay,
yeah, I've just got 8 hours for now. My aim was to do better, maybe like 7:30, which is a silver.
So the goal is to finally get to a silver.
Yes.
That's what we want to get to.
Yes.
But in order to get to that goal, we need to train and we need equipment to do that.
Yes,
and
indeed.
The issue of shoes is a big problem. The shoes that you're currently running with or that you had, the one that are damaged now, how long were you running with those shoes?
3 years.
So training and competing in them.
Yes. Because I didn't have the money to buy the new one.